There was a raucous city council meeting this month in Mountain View, California. That's the home of Google. Residents were angry that the city wanted to ban people from parking their RVs on streets overnight to sleep in them. Mountain View is delaying the ban for now, and Mayor Lisa Matichak, who wants the ban, joins us. Why do you want this ban?
Yes, I am very concerned about the public safety and public health issues that come with so many oversized vehicles being parked throughout the city. And so I thought it was time that the council address this issue. And I was in favor of a 24-hour prohibition on oversized vehicles throughout the city.
Why, though? What are people who have to live in their RVs and sleep in them supposed to do?
Well, we have been asking folks for years to engage with caseworkers to help them find more stable housing. And there are some people who have engaged, and it's good that we've had success with over 100 families being moved into more stable housing. And we need others that are not engaging with the caseworkers to work with them to get in more stable housing.
And you think that that could happen right away for these people?
Oh, no, it does take a while, and that's why we wanted folks to engage with us. There are some people also living in the oversized vehicles by choice, and they do have other options that they can move into immediately.
Do you think, though, that if you were to implement this prohibition, that people would simply drive to neighboring cities and towns to park overnight there?
So I can't really speak to what folks might do. I think they have lots of different options, and there might be some that go to other cities, but there might be some that decide to go into more stable housing or move out of the area. There's lots of different choices for folks.
Those who are against the ban, some of them say it criminalizes poverty. What do you say to that?
Yeah, we're not criminalizing poverty. We are addressing parking throughout the city to address the safety and health concerns. A lot of the oversized vehicles are parked in the bicycle lanes. We also have visibility concerns. The large vehicles make it very difficult for pedestrians, bicyclists, people in vehicles, especially at intersections, to see oncoming traffic. We also have public health concerns about the, there is some human waste and some garbage and other things, not only on city streets, but also going into the waterways and out to the bay. And we can't have that happen. We absolutely have to address the public health and safety concerns.
And what do you say to the ACLU, which sent a letter to the city council about the ban, calling it unconstitutional and claiming that it's unfair to ban people from living in RVs if there's no alternative living situation?
Well, we felt comfortable taking a look at the parking regulations. We do have authority to address parking regulations, and that's what we were doing.
So you think it is constitutional what you were planning to do?
Right. Parking regulations are constitutional.
The bigger question I guess I have here is this is not the first Bay Area city to do something like this. And you're in the center of one of the places in this country, in this world, where rents are rising the fastest, where the expense of living there is getting really high. And obviously in some of these cases, maybe not all of them, but some of the cases of people who need to live in their RV and park it on a city street overnight, they're doing that because it has just gotten so expensive for them to live where you live. Is there a long-term solution to this problem of just the rising cost of living in the Bay Area?
Well, I think there's short, medium, and long-term solutions. Certainly, Mountain View is doing well more than its fair share to increase the supply of housing. We are also looking at creating additional safe parking lots. And I guess I would challenge our major employers to open up their parking lots for their employees who might be living in vehicles.
Are you talking about Google, which is based in Mountain View?
I'm talking about any corporation that is in Mountain View. I am aware of some small employers who've already done this. And if all employers did this, it would be great.
Speaking of Google, by the way, that company has just pledged $1 billion to help ease the housing crisis in the Bay Area, adding 20,000 homes in the region, although it could take up to 10 years for that to be worked out. Do you think the tech companies that are in your area are doing enough to deal with this housing crisis?
Well, I certainly appreciate what the tech companies are doing. I think this is a partnership that everyone needs to participate in. And I appreciate the recent actions that Google took. And as soon as they submit plans that are conforming with the precise plans that we've created, we can get going on building those homes.
That is Lisa Matichak, who is the mayor of Mountain View, California. Mayor, thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much.